The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. Welcome to the weekend. What do you got, a three-day weekend, four-day weekend? A lot of people, a lot of companies giving people July 5th off as well. I always thought, I've said this since I was a little tiny kid. I always thought that for 4th of July, it should be July 5th that everybody gets off. Go ahead and work a half day on the 4th and then go and have your family fireworks. And fireworks are completely out of step with our modern progressive times. But everybody stays up late. If you go to a fireworks show, and sometimes people have, you know, a little drinky, and get up feeling horrible on July 5th. So I think it's a good idea to have July 5th off. I think this is a good plan going into the weekend here. But, oh, my gosh. We have some news for you. I really hope you can hear the audio. Clear your schedule right now. You need to be listening at 12:32 in our bottom of the hour segment, because I've talked for many years about the Marxist takeover of our region. I have some audio proof of this that it blew my mind when I was listening to it and logging it earlier today. I really want you to hear some audio proof of the Marxist takeover of our region that we're going to have right after the 12:30 news here at the bottom of the hour. But our esteemed leader, the man who rules our lives, Jay Inslee, is back in the news with a classic holiday weekend Friday news dump event. Let's get right to the big lead.
The big lead, top story.
We're now about 850 days into Jay Inslee's emergency powers. He's the last governor in the United States of America to be holding on to emergency powers. He has essentially turned Washington into a dictatorial state. And by the way, if anybody puts the first three letters of dictatorial into the word, it's Jay Inslee these days. So he is now declaring a permanent vaccine and booster mandate for all Washington state employees and contractors, as well as we're trying to confirm if this extends to healthcare centers as it does right now. But here's what this means. So Jay Inslee, like I said, classic Friday news stuff, especially on a holiday weekend. But he says that in this memo, COVID-19, its variants and subvariants, continue as an ongoing and present threat in Washington state. And then he says, what a great job he's done the last 28 months. Only I can save lives. And he says, COVID-19 vaccines are effective in reducing infection and serious disease. How are they effective in reducing infection when everybody I know who's been vaccinated has gotten COVID? How are they effective in reducing infection? I'm not seeing any data to back that up. Now, what they might do is, again, for somebody my age range, it might lessen the impact if I get COVID. But for young, healthy people, it's absolutely not necessary. Now they're jabbing 6-month-old babies, which I think is unconscionable. And so he writes in this memo, to address this continuing threat and ensure the health of our workforce, I am directing a permanent COVID-19 vaccination condition of employment requirement for state executive and small cabinet agencies. So what does this mean? If you are a new employee, you must show that you have all the vaccine shots and all the booster shots. What if you are a current employee who has gotten an exemption for religious or health reasons? Maybe you carry the antibodies. Maybe you have some immunodeficiencies that make it impractical for you to get injected with what is still an experimental vaccine. This is the one that really blows my mind. If you are a current exempt employee for the vax, Jay Inslee writes, all current exempt employees must be fully vaccinated. Current exempt employees will be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 with the most up-to-date vaccination. In other words, it sounds from this memo like there are no more exemptions in Washington State. Religion? Nope. Medical? Nope. All current exempt employees must be fully vaccinated. That clearly means that there are no more exemptions. Now let's explain how sick and wrong this is. Seattle Police is at about 50% staffing right now. Partly because so many young, healthy officers left SPD because they didn't want the jab. They didn't want the government to tell them that they must inject something that is experimental into their bodies. And now, even some who got exemptions, you think they're going to jab themselves? Of course not. They're going to walk. So here's what's happening. While a tiny number of young, healthy people are dying from COVID, a very large number of young, healthy Washingtonians are dying after having been shot. And the reason murders are at a 40-year high is because we don't have cops on the streets anymore. And we don't have enough cops to investigate murders. So a lot of murderers are walking around free. And most of the victims of those murders are young black and brown people. So this is a very racist edict by Jay Inslee, because he would rather see young black and brown people die at the end of a gun than to have his dictatorial power abridged in any way. And then he also says, He says the requirements of this directive are subject to disability-related reasonable accommodations and sincerely held religious belief accommodations. Well, that part four is in direct contradiction with his part two, that says all current exempt employees must be fully vaccinated. So we have tried to contact the governor's office because his memo contradicts itself. He clearly says all exempt employees must be vaccinated, and then in part two, and then in part four, he says requirements of this directive are subject to disability-related reasonable accommodations. There's no way to reconcile those two. So we've been trying to get hold of the governor's office, and Nicole, what kind of success have we had since this memo is so clearly contradictory?
Well, his communications guy is on vacation until July 11th. Yeah. So that's helpful.
And this is the guy who, if we submitted written questions about this, would respond.
Sure. Usually, yes.
So what do we do now? Because,
well, it's been forwarded to his assistant, but I'm sure she's been absolutely bombarded.
Okay, you
with
and
her
I have
job
seen,
and now his job too.
You and I have seen this for all the years we both have been in this business, that this is such a cowardly way to get news out there, to make it a Friday afternoon of a holiday weekend news dump, because a lot of people have started their weekend already. Maybe people aren't listening to as much radio or watching as much TV today. So people are not getting this message. They might not even hear about it if they're camping. And what a cowardly way to put this out so as few people as possible would get this information.
Right. Yep. I mean, on the same week that he told people that, you know, he's all for abortion. And
I'm getting to that.
I know.
I'm getting to that.
Everything about this announcement is shocking. But I definitely think that it's going to stay in the news because I'm hearing from lots of state patrol that didn't want to get the first shot. And they have zero plans on getting any boosters. So
I would particularly like to hear, I know we got a ton of wonderful Washington State Patrol troopers who listen to us while they're driving around every day. Text in. Let me know if this is going to affect your employment. 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Here's the other issue. It says in this memo, a person is fully vaccinated. It's the 2 weeks after you get the Pfizer, the Moderna, and you are up to date with your vaccinations when you have received all doses, including boosters, by the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. So if the CDC at some point, because I'm convinced that this is an international cabal between the pharmaceutical companies, politicians, and the media. They are colluding, and the CDC's in on the grift as well, I'm sure. But it's to get as much money to the pharmaceutical companies. Hundreds of billions of dollars are at stake here. And so if the CDC says you have to get a booster every 3 months, if you don't get a booster every 3 months as a state employee, you're fired. You're fired. They will take away your livelihood if you don't get a booster every 3 months. Now, what if you get a booster on today, July 1st? It's 3 months from now, October 1st. Okay, so you get a booster today, July 1st. And then on September 28th, you test positive for COVID. You don't want to get a booster while you are walking around with COVID. So then on October 1st, you say you're sick in bed with COVID and you don't get the booster. You can be fired for that now. You can be fired for that. Or let's say you get the COVID on September 1st and you're healthy and you're recovered. But a month later, you know you're carrying the antibodies, which nature has provided is much more powerful protection than these pharmaceutical companies and their experimental vaccination. You're fired if you don't follow what the CDC guideline is. And the CDC guideline is going to be whatever Moderna and Pfizer tell them it needs to be so that they can get as much of our stinking money as possible. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. Okay, and then the point Nicole was starting to make. Every day since last Friday, I have seen Jay Inslee run up to microphones after the Supreme Court decision came down, screaming and wailing and whining about how can a bunch of justices take away your rights to your body? It should be your body, your choice. That's what I heard Jay Inslee say last Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, your body, your choice. And then all of a sudden on Friday, July 1st, my body, your body is my body. And your body is my choice. The moral and intellectual dishonesty of Jay Inslee claiming that all women should have the right over their body. They should have sovereignty over their body. He cares so much about you being able to make your own medical decisions. That's what he's been saying every single day for a week. And then, one lady on this today, I will make all of your medical decisions. I will not allow you to have any choice. I wonder if Jay Inslee is now pro-life. I wonder, you know, his wife worked for one of those abortion mill, Planned Parenthood, I think. So I doubt if he's reversing himself on that. Planned Parenthood always gets upset when I call them abortion mills, but they do more abortions than any place in the country. But, yeah, explain that to me. So Jay Inslee can consistently, for a week, say, your body, your choice. And, I mean, listen how upset he was at what the Supreme Court said when they, and by the way, all the Supreme Court did was say, it's your choice. If you live in South Dakota, the voters have decided to ban abortion through their legislature. If you live in Washington, the voter. So all the Supreme Court, all this rap that is the Supreme Court's fault is so nonsensical. The Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to have anything to do with it. It's not in the Constitution. You guys, America, you're going to make this decision. And in some states, they've decided to ban it. And some states, they've decided to keep abortion. So blaming the Supreme Court, I will tell you, only an idiot would do that.
We are at risk here. We're going to be like Paul Revere saying the Republicans are coming. They introduced 40 bills this year to take away a woman's right of choice.
Taking away a woman's right of choice. Only a monster would do that, Jay Inslee, right? So now every single cop in the state, even the women, you took away their choice. Monster.
We have to face the reality. This is not the end of this effort to protect the values of Washington State. It is the beginning of an assault on the values of Washington State.
Oh, so the Supreme Court assaulted the values because they said, hey, people, you decide on this issue. But Jay Inslee, with his emergency powers, which are completely bogus, should be absolutely 100% illegal, has now taken away your choice over your body. This is as intellectually and morally dishonest a human being. You know, Dr. Robert Malone, creator of the mRNA vaccine, he's identified Jay Inslee, he believes, as one of the most dangerous people on the planet. And with moves like this today, with him taking over like a dictator, with no checks, his emergency powers, means he's not accountable to anybody or anything. Dr. Robert Malone might be right about the man. And that is
I have an update. So I just got an email back from the governor's office, and I am told that the governor is taking this action that is within his purview as an employer. Nothing changes for current employees as of now, and the up-to-date standard applies as a condition of employment for new employees, and it will be implemented for others in 2023.
Well, wait a second. I'm looking right at his memo. It says current exempt employees. All current exempt employees must be fully vaccinated.
Right.
Current exempt employees will be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 beginning July 1st of 23.
So he's saying that it will be bargained and implemented for current employees in 2023. But any new employee must be vaccinated and boosted to be hired.
Well, who wrote this memo then? Like a 2-year-old? Because it says all current exempt employees must be fully vaccinated.
No, the 2023 part is what they're pointing to as the change, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you're exempt now, you have to be vaccinated a year from now.
Correct. However, as she mentions, this will be bargained and implemented for others in July 2023. But if you want to jot...
Will you forward me? It was an email she sent you now?
Yes, just now.
Will you forward that to me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But yes, I think that... But for sure what she's saying is that new employees have to be boosted.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's unequivocal too. All right, we got a dictator in charge. You are now in an absolutely one-man, one-rule state. Only state in the country where this is happening. The only state in the country. How did Washingtonians, who built this state on strong individual freedoms and liberties and the ability to run your own life, how did Washingtonians allow this state to be the only one to be taken over by a Stanford dropout. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Okay, if you're a state employee, I want to hear from you. What does this mean for your livelihood, for your being able to feed your family? Text us, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. And coming up next, I'm so excited to share this with you. I have audio proof of what I've been telling you for years and years and years, that we are in the midst of a Marxist takeover. And this news with Jim Inslee is more proof of it, too. But wait until you hear the audio that I have for you next, exclusively here in the Dory Monson Show. Step for the Soviet national anthem. We're hearing this a billion times every Olympic Games back in the 70s and into the 80s until one of our greatest presidents of all time, Ronald Reagan, broke the back of the Soviet Union, ended the Cold War. So, Nicole, I'm looking at the email that the governor's office sent to us, and it's consistent with what I was saying. So, and you are correct also. It says, because the memo about the vaccine mandate says, all current exempt employees must be fully vaccinated beginning July 1st, 2023.
Right.
The memo from the governor's office said, nothing changes for current employees right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, exempt employees can be unvaxxed, apparently, until 1 year from now, but then they have to start getting the vax, the way I read this memo.
Right. And, I mean, she does say it's, it'll be on the bargaining table and all of that, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Jay Inslee has absolute power now with his emergency powers.
Yeah, so I guess how long does that last, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, listener Joe sent me something. Joe's a great tipster. And he sent me something last night. I listened to it this morning. And I will be honest with you. I'm always... Wait, I hate when people preface something they say with, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm honest with you every second of every day of every show. So I don't ever have to preface it with that. Let me restart. Joe sent me this last night. When I saw it this morning, when I walked through it, when I read or listened to all of these sound bites I'm about to play with you, it was amazing. So let me tell you who you're about to hear. Yuri Bezmenov was a Soviet Union defector. He also went by the name Tomas Shulman. And in 1983... after he had defected to the United States of America, Yuri Bezmenov, he was warning about how the KGB was planning to take over America. And he said, it's not going to be a hot war. They are going to subvert our society. They are going to make us destroy ourselves from within. And as I started listening to all of these sound bites, he described our region. This 1983, a speech in Los Angeles by Soviet defector and KGB specialist Yuri Bezmenov. Here is the goal that he said the KGB had.
Obviously, there are tendencies in each society, in each country, which are going to opposite direction from the basic moral values and principles, to take advantage of these movements, to capitalize on them, is the main purpose of the originator of subversion.
So they are going to subvert us by taking away our direction from moral values. Okay, and then he identified the areas that people who hate America were going to attack, and how they were going to attack them. Religion, education, social life, power structure, labor relations, law and order.
So we have religion, we have education, we have social life, we have power structure, we have labor relations, unions, and finally we have law and order.
So if the people who hate America can subvert us on those six issues, they will succeed in destroying America. Now, I'm going to play for you what they're doing with each one of those, or what they were planning on doing. This is back the KGB in the early 80s. But this is exactly what the Marxist movement in the Puget Sound region has been doing for the last at least decade. I've been telling you about this. I've been talking about it for a decade. Okay, let's start with religion. How would somebody who hates America subvert religion again? Tell me if you hear the Seattle and the Puget Sound area to a T in this 1983 Soviet defector's speech.
These are the areas of application of subversion. What it means exactly, in case of religion, destroy it, ridicule it, replace it with various sects, cults, which bring people's attention, faith, whether it is naive, primitive, doesn't really matter. As long as the basically accepted religious dogma is being slowly eroded and taken away from the supreme purpose of religion, to keep people in touch with the supreme being, that serves the purpose. Therefore, replace it, accepted, respected religious organizations with fake organizations. Distract people's attention from the real faith and attract them to various different faiths.
Isn't that amazing? Because that's exactly what's happened. Destroy religion. Ridicule religion. Replace religious life with sort of sex cults. Look what's happened. We used to have God in our schools. It's been replaced with sex cults in our schools. We're seeing it. We're seeing it every single day. Okay, education. How to destroy education. Again, picture your local school district when you listen to this.
Education. Distract them from learning something which is constructive, pragmatic, efficient. Instead of mathematics, physics, foreign languages, chemistry, teach them history of urban warfare, natural food, home economy, your sexuality, anything, as long as it takes you away, okay?
Destroy education. Stop teaching the things that are constructive and pragmatic. What have I been saying for years now? That our kids aren't competing well on a global scale because our schools are consumed with social justice issues. And that's what he said. Talk about urban warfare. Talk about sexuality. Don't talk about chemistry and math and English. And that's exactly what's happening in our schools. Okay, this audio is amazing. I'm going to keep going through it so you can hear how the plan was back in 1983 by the KGB to destroy America from within, because they are describing the Puget Sound area to a T. I have more audio of this straight ahead as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. We've been telling you about it for years. Now we have some absolutely amazing audio that is consistent with what I've been saying. Listener Joe sent this to me. This is a man who back in the late 70s, early 80s, he defected to the United States of America. And he talked about how KGB was going to overtake America by destroying us from within. His name is Yuri Bezmenov, a.k.a. Tomas Shulman. So we played you the clips, how they're going to destroy religion and education. He also talked about how to destroy social life in America.
Replace traditionally established institutions and organizations with fake organizations. Take away the initiative from people. Take away the responsibility from naturally established links between individuals, group of individuals, and society at large, and replace them with artificially, bureaucratically controlled bodies. instead of social life and friendship between neighbors, establish social workers institutions. The people who are on payroll of whom? Society? No. Bureaucracy. The main concern of social workers is not your family, not you, not social relations between groups of people. The main concern is to get the paycheck from the government.
Get a paycheck from the government. We have the largest government budget in our history right now. More and more of a Washington state economy is government employees, which is why we're number 32 in the country in employment overall, because as a state, we're not producing as much. And this isn't a knock on government employees, but government employees don't produce stuff. They manage paperwork mainly. But they don't take raw materials and with labor add to the value of that so they can sell it for more. That's not what government does. Government is, by definition, a non-productive entity. So you destroy social life. You replace, you go from traditional social interaction to fake, which is certainly what we see around here. Everybody talks about the Seattle freeze, where neighbors don't know each other. They don't talk anymore. No. No, because people have gotten away from the two main community social gathering places, school and church. I talk about that a billion times every month, that's always been where society has gathered, schools and churches. And in Seattle, the schools in the were most fewest children and the fewest number of religious people. Okay, power structure. How could they help take over America from within? Well, it's to give incredible power to unelected people. Who could that be?
Away from the natural links, power structure. Okay, the natural bodies of administration, which are traditionally either elected by people at large or appointed by elected leaders of society, are being actively substituted by artificial bodies. The bodies of people, groups of people, whom nobody elected. Never. As a matter of fact, most of the people don't like them at all, and yet they exist. One of such group is media. Who elected them? How come they have so much power? Almost monopolistic power on your mind. They can rape your mind. But who elected them? How come they have a nerve to decide what is good and what is bad for...
How about that? The media can rape your mind, he said. They get to decide. And of course, we saw 5 unrelenting years of all of the legacy mainstream media that decided they would call the 2020 election. They would decide. Oh, yeah, and the 81 million people, too. And finally, the police.
The law and order organization and structure is being eroded. For the last 20, 25 years, if you see old movies and new movies, you can see that in new movies, a policeman, an officer of the United States Army, looks dumb, angry, psychotic, paranoid. A criminal looks nice, kind of, well... He smokes hash and shoots the whatever drug, but basically he's a nice human being.
Does what we talk about all the time, that the criminals are hailed and the police are reviled.
He's creative, and he's unproductive only because society oppresses him, whereby a general of Pentagon is always, by definition, a dumb, a war maniac. A policeman is a pig, rude policeman. He abuses his power. No? A generality, generalization like that. The hatred, the mistrust to the people who are supposed to protect you and enforce law and order. Moral relativity.
Wow. Wow. The Marxist takeover. We've been telling you about it for years. That's 1983 audio that proves that this is all by design. Check the news and then Fast 15 next here on the Dory Monson Show.